This episode is sponsored by Realtor.com, who wants you to take advantage of your free profile on Realtor.com by claiming and completing your free profile, adding a photo, and all of the information that puts you head and shoulders above the competition. You're on your way to receiving free leads, helping search engines find you, and staying top of mind with past clients. To learn more about claiming your free profile, go to realtor.com/profile.
Welcome to the Real View Podcast, where Ohio realtors connect you to innovators and influencers, keeping you with the real view of real estate. Whether you're a broker, agent, first-time homebuyer, industry leader, or just happen to stumble upon our podcast today, you can expect to hear tips, tools, tricks, interesting information, and so much more from the experts in Ohio's real estate game.
Welcome back to the Real View Podcast. I am your host, Allison Wiley. Joining me today, our very special guest, we have Tracy, the Safety Lady Hawkins. She is a former real estate agent who has taught thousands of agents across the country to live and work safely for over 27 years. She is a real estate safety writer for The Close and a safety expert and contributing writer for the National Association of Realtors Realtor Magazine, MN News, Realtor.org. She's a contributing writer for the National Association of Residential Property Managers, Houston Realtor Magazine, and RAS Media. She is also a nationally known speaker. She has spoke at numerous NAR events at the Triple Play Convention and Expo. She was also selected in 2022 as RAS Media Newsmaker in the Crusader category. She has created the country's only real estate agent safety designation, the Consumer Safety and Security Specialist, CSSS. She also created the only broker, manager, and owner office safety policy certification workshop with an online safety policy handbook and the Property Management Safety Certification Program. So if we need someone to talk about this topic, none other, the best person to have on is Tracy. Tracy, welcome onto the show.
Thank you, Allison. And I agree.
No, this is such an important topic. And I'm so glad we're shedding the light on it today and getting into just how big this topic is and how important it is. And you're going to share us from your experience, what you see, how realtors are when it comes to this topic, what we can improve upon. But before we get started into all that, I'd like to hear a little bit more about you, how you got started in the industry, and how you became the safety expert.
I have been around forever, it seems. I have a twin sister. She and I got our real estate licenses about 35, 36 years ago. She decided to stay in the real estate business, and I decided that it was not for me. I wanted to do something different, something that no one else was doing and something that would serve the community. I read a lot of the entrepreneurial type magazines, and I found that safety was the new trend back then. So what I did is I opened a retail store in a mall where I sold safety and security products. I had a personal safety section, an auto safety and security section, baby safety. So I did that for a while. And then I got restless. It's like, I need out of here. And it just so happens that I'm here in the Kansas City, Missouri area. And my sister said, no one's talking to the real estate offices here about safety. You would be perfect. So what I did is I started speaking to real estate offices across the Kansas City area. And then somehow, some way, it went national. People started reaching out to me. Hey, no one's saying what you're saying the way you're saying it. Could you come speak to us? So now I do it on a national basis. I go from corner to corner of the country. And then last year, I was tapped to create safety programming and content for the Canadian Real Estate Association. So now I'm international.
Wow, that is amazing. Congratulations.
Thank you.
No, very, very cool. I always like hearing a little bit more about people's stories and background. And I think it just, you get to know them a little bit better. So thank you so much for sharing and for doing what you've been doing and having so much success with it for so long. So was there anything that really drove you to the safety aspect, or what made you feel so passionate about it, and especially about realtor safety from your experience?
First of all, I must keep my sister safe. She is also an investor or housing provider slash landlord. And during the pandemic, the eviction moratorium was a whole game changer in that industry, where the goal was, hey, tenants have the right to live, you know, and they shouldn't have to pay because there's a pandemic going on. And my sister said, wait a minute, this real estate is my business. You know, my husband and I own property. That's our income. What about us? So she took a front row stand on that, and she was talking to anyone and everyone. And at that time, they were painting the landlords as bad guys. So she got some threats. And it's like, no. So that accelerated my property management safety. So I started talking more about that. And that's a whole different ballgame. So property managers and leasing agents are in danger in general, but that just accelerated it. So I had to get back on track and say, like, let's talk about how to do safe evictions, how to be safe when you're working. And Allison, I don't know if you know, but the U.S. Department of Labor considers real estate sales and leasing a high risk hazardous occupation. And when I say that in my training classes, agents kind of look as like, what? And then I say, wait, think about your job description. You make a living meeting complete strangers at empty houses. You make a living sitting in empty houses, waiting for strangers to walk in. You make a living walking up, knocking on the door of a stranger. We call them listing appointments, by the way. Going inside of the stranger's house, turning around and locking the door behind you. So it's no wonder that the Department of Labor considers this a dangerous occupation. So I always stress, I'm not here to scare you. I am here to teach you how to do your jobs in a safe manner.
And to prepare you so that you can eliminate as many risks as possible. And we're going to get into some ways to do that and how to prevent, because I think prevention is so key when we think about realtor safety. You know, what can we do beforehand so that if we are in a dangerous situation, you know, we're prepared and we're ready to get out of it. So I think that's really interesting. And I was going to ask, and some of my questions is, why is safety in real estate so important compared to these other professions? And why do we need to be more aware of it? And I do think it's interesting that you shared that reaction that people are like, well, what? I didn't really know. But when you think about it, I mean, realtors kind of put themselves as perfect targets in some situations. I mean, they're alone in, you know, a lot of instances. Talk to us about what safety risks that realtors specifically have. And you kind of mentioned some of them in some of the situations that we put in. But are there other risks that realtors specifically have when it comes to being safe?
Right. And we never blame the victim. But what I will say is that most of the crimes against real estate agents are preventable. And it's just a matter of knowledge and training. And for those who say, oh, I don't need safety training, it's all common sense. If the safety training that you're getting is common sense, it's the wrong training. This is a specific training. And having been an agent, I've walked the walk. I've walked in agent's shoes. So I know what not to say that will go in one ear and out the other. I live and breathe real estate safety, Allison. I don't know how to turn it off. And I'm not even joking. Constantly, I have my device. I'm looking for stories, crimes against agents. I'm looking for any potential dangers because I feel the need that if there's a crime against an agent, and anyone who looks at my social media, that's where I report it. I say, you know, here's a crime. And not only that, but here's how you can prevent it. But I think the biggest problem is that agents don't think anything is going to happen to them. It doesn't happen here. It doesn't happen during the daylight. I don't go to bad neighborhoods. I only work in good neighborhoods. So that's when I have to say, stop, time out. Those agents who say, I only work in the daylight, so I don't work at night, so I'm good. I point out that a majority of the crimes happen in broad daylight. For those agents that say, oh, I don't go to bad neighborhoods, I only work in good neighborhoods, that's where the good stuff is. And that's also where agents have their guards down because they think nothing's going to happen here. And so they are not paying attention. And as long as criminals have cars, any neighborhood can be dangerous. So I have to start every training with not a deprogramming message, but a message saying everyone needs to pay attention. And along those lines, this is fascinating. Whenever I see male agents in the classroom, I get excited. And that's because most male agents don't think that this applies to them. Oh, this is for the female agents, and we'll go along with you if you need an escort. One thing that I do is I put up a slide, and it has 12 names on it. And I ask the agents, what do you notice about the names on the slides? And they're all men. So what I do is I tick through the list, and it's like, these are all male agents in the past, I want to say 3 or 4 years who have been victimized, that's robbed, that's assaulted, even murdered, carjacked. And I go down the list and I say, these are the most recent crimes against agents. And they've been male agents. And I wrote an article for Realtor magazine, and it was 4 ways male agents put themselves in danger. It was the most read article of the year. And that's because it's a topic that people don't talk about. So my goal, I guess, to answer the question, Allison, I'm kind of...
No, you're good. Ready. No, I love it. That's how we go with these things. We just let the conversation flow.
Right. I'm a professional speaker. I could do this all day, and I have in Montana. I get to do an 8-hour class, and I love it. I don't run out of time. But anyway, the biggest obstacle that I face, the biggest challenge in this industry regarding safety, are those agents who think it won't happen to me. It doesn't happen here. So my job, again, is not to scare them, but just to wake them up saying it can happen to anyone and everyone. I don't want you to live in fear, but if you know what to watch out for, what to be aware of, then you're better off. So that's my goal. And it was interesting when I had an education director say, Tracy, you know, I'd love to have you come in and talk to our agents. She said, but it's not good business. It's like, what are you talking about? She said, agents will not show up for training unless you're teaching them how to make more money. It was a challenge. And I think I rose to meet that challenge. I had to.
Well, and also it's interesting because, I mean, you can't make money unless you're healthy and safe. And so I think, you know, like those two kind of go, you have to have one, you have to be safe in order to make money. So that's almost, you know, should come first, I think, is the safety training. So that's interesting. And when it comes to, you know, the males and them not being, is it just a lack of awareness, do you think, or why? Is it that misconception, like, again, that you mentioned, like, this isn't going to happen to me, I'm a guy, I don't care, it's the women who are vulnerable, or why is that you get that reaction and that we are seeing so many male agents that are being victims of this?
I encourage everyone to go back and read that article. It's, again, Realtor magazine. If you search my name, all of the articles that I've written show up. But that one, again, was the number one article. That was back in 2019. Well, anyway, you'll find it, male agent safety. But I interviewed agents and I asked the question. It's like, why do you guys think that you don't have to pay attention? One agent said, it's the machismo. You know, hey, no one's going to bother us. I'm a guy. Another agent said, And I get this particularly in the classroom. How many times, I can't tell you how many times agents say, I'm 6'2", 250 pounds. It's like, female agents don't tell their weight. But guy agents think that that's a deterrent, right? And then I get the one that stood out to me. He said, because we're stupid. It's like, I'm not calling you stupid. I am just saying you're not aware. So let's pay attention and let you know. The last agent that was murdered was a male agent during the pandemic. Well, the one that we know about. A lot of crimes in the real estate community are not reported. There's not one central place where they're reported. So there's no way to know. But what I do is I track the ones that are reported. And the one that was recently reported was a male agent during the pandemic who sold a house virtually to his client who happened to be a senior citizen, about 85 or so. The client moved into the house and decided he wanted to return the house. The agent went over to talk to him about it, and he shot and killed the agent, and then he later turned the gun on himself. So that's the last known crime where a real estate agent was murdered, and he's on my slides, and I have on that slide agents who have been physically assaulted. If you look at the NAR website, you will see the story of an agent who talks about, again, being a big guy. He's been in this business forever. He had his wife with him. We talk about safety and numbers. She was sitting in the car. He walked into the property and he immediately noticed that the doors were all closed. His instinct kicked in. It's like, something's wrong. Before he could do anything, those doors all opened and 3 people physically assaulted him. And he shows the injury and he talks about he never thought it would happen to him. So there are a lot of lessons to be learned within each story. And as a matter of fact, NAR chose me to speak about lessons learned. So I go down every crime and we don't just report the crime. We make sure not to blame the victim, but we talked about lessons learned. So there truly is safety in numbers. So have someone with you. But the key is they must be alert, paying attention and aware of what's going on. Secondly, your gut. I can't tell you, on the bookshelf behind me, I have a book. I have 2 or 3 copies of that same book. It's called The Gift of Fear. And it talks about this, the tool that every single animal in nature has that is our best self-defense tool with without it, if we listened to it, we would never be victimized. Would you happen to know what it is, Allison?
Tell me.
I'll tell you. Okay. Instinct, intuition, sixth sense, fight or flight. I've even heard it called spidey sense. All of us, that gut, all of us are born with that voice. And whenever we hear that voice, our heart starts pounding, the hair stand up on our arms, the back of our neck, our body is warning us. But what we do, and we're the only animals in nature who do this, is we ignore it. We talk ourselves out of it. Whenever you hear that, I tell anybody, this is not just for my real estate safety class, my senior citizen, my college safety class, anyone, whenever you get that voice, it is a warning that you are in danger. That voice only has one job, and that's to warn you of danger. So don't talk yourselves out of it. Get out of that danger situation. I tell agents, make up a story, fake phone call. I've got an emergency. I've got a showing. Do whatever it takes to get out of that situation.
This episode of The Real View is brought to you by the Ohio Association of Community Colleges. Ohio's network of community colleges provides accessible training that accommodates the busy lifestyles of aspiring real estate professionals at half the price of a traditional university. With convenient locations in every part of the state, as well as online options, Ohio's community colleges are your smart choice for pre-licensing education. For more details or to start the journey to a real estate career, visit the education page at ohiorealtors.org and then click on the pre-license course locations.
Yeah, I love that you brought that up because I think that is such a key part of when we think about keeping ourselves safe and how we can get out of those risky situations. It's listening to that gut feeling. We have these feelings. Our body's alerting us for a reason. We need to be paying attention to that. And that can save us, I think, a lot of times from dangerous situations. And you just gave the example of the guy who had that gut feeling. And it was telling him, hey, you know, something's not right here. Something's off. We got to do a better job of listening and paying attention to those gut instincts. I think that's so true. Yeah. And when we think about kind of, you know, where we stand as a safety in our industry as a whole, do you think we're more or less safe now than we have been in the past? What's the pulse on safety in the industry right now?
Very, very interesting question.
Yeah. Here's what,
you said that's your job, right? Here's the thing. When I look at the industry now, there are three trends that I'm focusing on in 2024 regarding safety in the industry. What we're seeing are headlines, and headlines get attention. So often people don't pay attention until something happens or something goes wrong, and then everyone's safe for a week or two, and then they're complacent again. So that is the challenge any safety professional will tell you, myself included. So what I'm looking at are headlines, and I want to focus on the headlines. We see headlines about sexual harassment prevalent in the industry. So many stories. My big push, number one, is safety and security culture training. We need to have psychological safety. And so often people don't truly understand the concept. Let me break it down. Psychological safety means that you are comfortable speaking up. You're not worried about retaliation, retribution, or punishment. If you see something, you will say something. So if you're experiencing something, instead of being quiet and shy and just kind of dealing with it, then you're empowered to speak up. You know, your leadership will listen to you. You speak up and they will do something. They will stand up for you. And I tell businesses of all types that that's going to save you money. Because if your employees know that you will address whatever issues, whether it's sexual harassment, whether it's crime, whether it's bullying, anything, if they know that they can come to you and you will work on it, they will stay with you. Otherwise, they're leaving. And then you have to replace them. The turnover is a nightmare. The news headlines are bad for business. So I am preaching safety and security culture throughout the industry. That's one of the classes that I am really pushing, and I'm empowering people, agents to speak up, and I'm letting leadership know this is what you have to do to keep the industry safe. Number two, we're talking now, again, headlines. How do you show your value? How do you let the consumer know that you are actually worth what you want to be paid for the work that you do? This is where that designation that you mentioned comes into play. I created that designation a few years ago after that education director told me that agents only show up for training where you make more money. I had to put on my thinking cap. It's like, how do I make real estate safety profitable. So I created that designation. It consists of two CE classes where we're talking safe practices, everything from safe showing, safe open houses, social media safety. And then the second half of the class, and they're both CE classes, technology safety. I'm talking about a technology boot camp. Here are the tools on the market to keep you safe. Here's how to use them. Here's how to protect yourself, the data, as well as the consumer. So that whole training, that whole mindset is here's how you show your value to your consumer. You walk in to the seller listing appointment with the checklist that I created for you saying, this is what you need to do to keep your house safe. You know, valuables out of sight. That means jewelry out of jewelry boxes, medicine out of medicine cabinets, the sports schedules on the refrigerator, private information out of there. No personal pictures. So I am teaching agents how to bond with the buyers, the sellers, and even FSBOs. I created a FSBO safety tip sheet that I tell hand those to FSBOs. Don't talk about business. Staple your business card to it. Hand it to the FSBO. And then when they get to number 13, when they see that they're not supposed to work alone, where they see that they need to get valuables out of sight, where they see that they need to make sure someone knows their schedule and that they don't inadvertently share their schedule. By the time they get to 13, they're saying, whoa, this is too much. Let me call the agent whose business card is attached to this. So Allison, what I am doing is I am telling agents to build your business around safety and security, because that's a topic 100% of all adults care about. So when you're talking to them from the minute you step in that door and you meet them, and you're saying, this is for my safety, but also here's what we're doing for your safety. And you use these tools, the materials, I'm saying build your business using safety. So that's how you show your value. And number three, AI is here. But what's happening is everyone is doing all this training on how to use AI, and I'm guilty. I sit through all of that and I use every AI tool in the world. But what I am saying is let's talk about how to use it safely. That's a conversation no one else is having. They're talking about how to build your business. I'm saying let's do it in a safe way. So here's how you use it when you're creating content. Don't put personal information in there because that's public. I'm talking about governance. You know, if your brokers or if your brokerage doesn't have, or your association doesn't have rules for people using it, there are dangers involved. They could be sharing information inadvertently that they shouldn't. They could be letting cyber criminals in, and too many hacks. There have been too many hacks in the news every single week, it seems like. So here's how we do this in a safe way. And the flip side is here how cyber criminals are using these tools. We use them to write perfect, you know, content. Now we don't have to worry about grammatical errors. It's perfect. Cyber criminals are using them to write perfect phishing and wire change instructions. And if the agent is telling the consumer, be careful, beware, that's another benefit, another reason to use you. Cyber criminals are using these tools to create deep fakes. So they're altering photos of properties. They're creating photos of properties that don't exist. Most people have no idea this is happening. So that's the value I bring. It's like, use the tools, but use them safely. And by the way, here's how to use them to build your business. Create safety and security content while you're creating your other content, because everybody cares about that. So those are my three big pillars. Show your value. Number two, create a strong safety and security culture. Number three, AI cybersecurity training to protect your business and to protect the consumer.
Those are awesome. Awesome top three. I mean, we could go into such deep discussions about all of those. And I love the psychological safety you mentioned, of feeling safe, the importance of that, how we should all be working, you know, in today's day and age to provide that safe space for our colleagues and our anyone, you know, that we engage with, to provide that safe space for them and making sure that that culture is existing, you know, where we live and work on a daily basis, I think is so huge. And then the cybersecurity, I mean, we could go on a whole different episode on risks that realtors are at, and I'm sure we are probably at the top of the list when it comes to those professions who are at high risk of cyber attacks, because we do so many transfers and we deal with so much money and we deal with all of this. And that could be a whole nother, you know, longer episode, you know, we could do just on the cybersecurity in itself. Is there one, you know, type of crime or one situation that you have seen realtors struggle with the most, or that we're getting ourselves into this one type of situation the most that's causing us, you know, the most risk? Is there anything that kind of sticks out in your experience of like, hey, here's where I see realtors making the most mistakes that are getting themselves into unsafe situations?
You hit the nail on the head earlier when you said the money in this industry makes you a target. Business email compromise, that's number one. So cybersecurity training should be on every single list of education classes. And often I'm at the bottom. I'm after the social media training and here's how to do a short video and reels. Cybersecurity training should be at the top. But here's one thing that I see, and I'm on social media a lot, and I'm in a lot of real estate groups, and I see real estate agents saying, hey, I've got, you know, this email from or a message from a potential new client, and I don't know if I should trust them or not, or I'm working with a client and they've said something that makes me uncomfortable. And those make me, I don't know if I want to scream or what, because it's like, those are the things that agents need training on, because you have, and real estate safety is a different kind of business. It's 100% commission. So if you don't show up and you don't do the work, you're not going to get paid. So for someone to come in and say, oh, just don't go, that's not going to work. You need to, I need to say, you can go, you need to work, but here's how you do it in a safe way. So practices and principles are so important. I talk about screening. You need to know what tools are out there. And I don't know if does your association use Forewarn?
I'm not sure. I'd have to double check on that. Yeah, we'll find out.
Okay, that's a tool. That's a tool. And one tool is not enough. Forewarn says put an email address or phone number in and you're going to get a criminal background check in like 2 minutes. And it will tell you if there are any criminal convictions. It will talk about bankruptcy. It will talk about any foreclosure. So you know who you're meeting. But keep in mind, nothing is 100%. It only shows convictions. A lot of criminals aren't convicted yet. So it's one tool to use. It will confirm the person you're meeting. Is that a burner phone? Is it a real phone? Does it belong to that person? So that's one tool. Another tool, Google Maps, is amazing. We all use Google Maps, well, most of us, to get from point A to point B, whether it's a time issue or just a location issue. You can share your location on Google Maps. You can select someone in your contact list and let them access your location in real time at any time. So that's a tool that you can use. So when agents are saying, you know, I don't know, do I take a chance and meet this person, even though I have a weird feeling, or do I just walk away? I'm saying, here's how you can vet them, see whether or not they're real so that you can take that appointment. Because if every time you have a weird feeling, you just turn it down, you're not going to be in business. So you need to listen to that voice, understand the feeling, the voice. I can tell you stories of real estate agents, and some of them, you know, that have made the news headlines that had that weird feeling in the pit of their stomach before they were victimized. So trust tool number one, your instinct. Listen to it, respect it. And then number two, look at the tools that are out there to keep you safe and use them. Don't use them every once in a while. You must use them every single time. And that also keeps you in compliance that you're not discriminating. So if you do it with every single client or potential client, then not only are you safer, but you're keeping yourself out of trouble.
No, absolutely. Those are great kind of tips and stuff to think about as we think about just our everyday practices. And I mean, these are easy things we can do. And the more you do it, the more it'll become a habit. And I think creating that habit is so key when we think about too, how we can, you know, do this, make it a part of our everyday practice. And then I think too, you talked about education and just the importance of being educated on this, how we can stay up to date with the latest in best safety practices, and then your designation. Talk to us a little bit more about that, how we can accomplish that, and just other ways that we can stay educated on realtor safety.
One thing that I find is my new agent safety orientation class is pretty popular. And that's right, because when I first started out, I was teaching new agent during the new agent orientation in my local association. So they had everyone come in and I was the one coming in talking about safety. So I like what you said, make it a part of your practices. So I like getting agents early. So before they develop bad habits, it's like, this should be a part of your practice. So when you're making your, doing your lead gen activities, you should also be doing this. So make it a part of everyday activities. With that being said, most agents have been in the business for a while. So it's a matter of, I don't want to say retraining them, but it's a matter, in my opinion, of refocusing them. I'm not just coming in to talk about safety. I'm saying, here's how you build your business with safety. And I'm an entrepreneur / solopreneur. If I don't produce something, I don't get paid. So I understand the building your business part of every activity. So whenever agents hear me speak, every class, whether it's the cybersecurity, whether it's property management, any kind of class that you do, the new agent orientation, I have a safety committee class, whenever you hear me talking, I'm saying, by the way, here's how you build your business using safety. I want you to come home every night, but I want you to protect the consumer. And no other agents really built that into their business. But here you are making it a part of your listing presentation. You're making it a part of your buyer consultation. You know, I can't tell you if it's a good neighborhood or not, but I can be a resource. And here's where you can find that information and making it a part of converting FSBOs to listing. So I've had to take the business approach to safety, Allison. I had to make it about the bottom line. And when we look at brokerages, when an agent was murdered, her family sued the brokerage. And so I had to put that thinking cap on again. It's like, how do I do this? So I had to create a certification. It's the only broker manager office certification where I'm saying, here's how you keep yourself from being sued successfully by creating safe practices. And that means protecting your office from the four walls. That means all of the equipment. Let's talk about inventorying it. Let's talk about what to do in a disaster, what you should have in your first aid kit. Let's talk about training the agents to have safe practices so they can say, we didn't know. When they meet someone and there's some kind of issue, if you haven't told them what they need to do to be safe, then there's a liability issue. So by the time they finish my certification, you know, they know how to create a safe real estate business and brokerage, and they will be able to defend themselves if something happens. So I've had to add business building to every single one of my training classes because agents, they want to be safe, but they prioritize the business building part of it. And I get it. So it's like, let's make it all about business building and let's add safety in it too.
Yeah, no, I love that. And it ultimately just comes down to if we're not being safe on the job and we're not taking the necessary steps, then our goals and all of that kind of just falls aside because our safety and our protection, you know, should be our number one priority. And yes, it's about money. And yes, that's all why we do our jobs. And that is such a big driver and motivator, but we got to make sure we're taking care of ourselves first and keeping ourselves as safe as possible. And the rest will follow if we take care of that and make safety the number one priority.
That's a leadership issue. So that's the first thing I talk about in my safety culture is if leadership says safety training, safety education is important, then everyone else believes it. If leadership doesn't value it and doesn't prioritize safety education, no one's thinking about it until something happens. So leaders, please hear what I'm saying is prioritize safety and security. And then the business building part will be baked in and then you will have a safer work culture.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Absolutely. So yeah, make sure you all listening live and breathe by the safety. It should be our number one. It should be the most important thing that we can all do to take care of each other and ourselves, and the rest will come. So Tracy, this was so fantastic. Thank you so much for joining me today, for sharing your wonderful knowledge. We could keep going and going and going into detail. And I'm like, oh, I want to have you come and talk to all of our brokers about this because I think there's so much value in that too. But thank you so much for coming on the show and for sharing a little bit more about you and everything that you do.
Thank you for prioritizing this conversation and making it important, even though nothing's happened. And thank you for valuing expertise. Just like agents tell FSBOs and others, you know, there's value to someone who lives and breathes it, who trains, who has experience and knowledge. So thank you for valuing my expert voice.
Yes, of course. You're the best to do it. So had to bring you on. And like you said, you don't want to wait until something happens. You don't want to wait until something happens to be dealing with this. So good to have a plan in place. Definitely listen to what Tracy has to say. Go check out more. Check out her certification course and all of the tools she has available for you guys to help stay safe. So thank you so much for tuning in, and we will be back with you next week. Thanks, guys.
Be safe, everyone.
Thank you for listening to The Real View. That wraps up today's episode. You can keep up with the latest on the podcast at ohiorealtors.org/TheRealView and on Apple or Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. Have questions, comments, or suggestions? We want to hear from you. Email us at podcast@ohiorealtors.org. We'll see you next time.